listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the time when David acted like a crazy man. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 13, 14, and 15, where we read this. So he changed his behavior before them, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him here to me? Have I need of madmen that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" Carrying the sword of Goliath, David did a crazy thing. He went to the Philistine city of Gath, the hometown of Goliath. David was so concerned about avoiding King Saul, who wanted to kill him, that he didn't think clearly about the danger of the Philistines. The Philistines recognized the young man who killed their champion, and David knew his life was in danger. To get himself out of the problem, David pretended madness in their hands. He acted in a strange manner, scratching on the doors of the gate and letting saliva fall down on his beard. It was as if David foamed at the mouth. Basically, David humiliated himself before the Philistines and acted like a madman. The saliva on the beard was especially convincing because men in that culture would consider this something only a man out of his right mind would allow. One commentator wrote that in that culture, an indignity to the beard was considered an intolerable insult and would not have been permitted by a normal person. Well, David's plan worked. The king of Gath said to his servants, "This man is insane. Why have you brought him to me?" Achish decided that this wasn't David after all, or if it was, he was such a pathetic specimen that he may as well let him go. Now, was David walking in the spirit or in the flesh when he pretended madness? In this situation, it made sense that the Lord would guide David into a path of escape that would humble him. When David tried to protect himself with lies and tried to find refuge among the ungodly, he really was acting crazy. When David repented, asked for mercy, and trusted again in the Lord, it was as if the Lord said, "You've been acting like a madman. Keep the act going, and I'll get you out of this." Psalm 34 is David's declaration of joy when he escaped from Gath with his life. The psalm begins beautifully. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." That's the first four verses of Psalm 34. It shows us that David was amazed with gratitude to the Lord when he was able to escape from Gath by acting like a madman. David was especially joyful because God got him out of a mess that David made for himself. God's amazing goodness is shown when he delivers us when we don't really deserve it. But we put our trust in him, even in our self-made difficulty. Friend, is that you today? Maybe you are in the midst of a mess of your own making. Hey, cry out to the Lord, humble yourself before him, and see what God does with it. You can put that kind of trust in the Lord today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.